Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Maher Ramzan special dessert delights. So today I'm going to show you a recipe that you can make during Ramzan that don't take too long. And I'm sure during Ramzan all of us have that sweet tooth, like we always want to have a sweet dish. So inshallah during this month of Ramzan I'm going to be showing you different recipes, dessert recipes that you could make at home, and your kids can also help you. They're not very hard. And I hope you like them and try them out. So today I'm going to be making you falooda. And maybe most of you already know how to make it. But for those who don't, it's a very easy recipe. And I'm going to start with the ingredients. So the ingredients that you'll need for your recipe is, you'll need around half a cup of grass type of falooda. You can see what kind of falooda I'm talking about. You get them available anywhere around, like, all shops that you find in town. And then you have around half a cup of condensed milk. I have around a quarter teaspoon of ground cardamom. I have around a cup of water. And then we're going to be using around 1.5 cup of milk. We have some vanilla essence. And we have some food color. Now I'm just going to be using red or pink basically. But you can use any other colors that you have at home. There's green, there's orange. You know, make your falooda as colorful so your kids enjoy even looking at them and feel like eating them. Okay, so it's a very easy recipe. And there's just basically two things that you'll need. So I'll need like two utensils that I'm going to be putting on the stove. On the first utensil, I'm going to go get it. So it's a small utensil. I'm just going to place my water, which I said was 1 cup. Okay, and after I've placed my water, the falooda, the half cup of falooda, you just need to place them inside. Now what I want to do during this step is I want to melt this falooda. You should not be able to see this grass when you know they've melted completely. And if they haven't, then I'll show you what to do as well. So I'm going to place this on the stove so that it starts melting and go to our next step. Okay, so by the time the falooda is melting, I've brought my second utensil, and in my second utensil, I'm gonna be placing the rest of the ingredients. Now what you need to do is just place them all in together. Not like one thing, put it on the stove, mix and, you know, put the next. So it's a very easy step because you're placing everything together and just placing it on the stove. So I have my milk. Okay, and then I have my ground cardamom. Just around a quarter teaspoon, just for the aroma. Okay, then I have half a cup of condensed milk. Now, if you think you want to use sugar, you can use sugar, but you'll see the consistency of the falooda will also be very light if you use sugar instead of condensed milk. So I suggest you use condensed milk. Okay, after that, I'm just going to add a little essence. I can already smell the cardamom aroma. And I'm going to place very little of my food color. Because this is quite strong, but if you have something that's not very strong and dilute, you could add more. So if you want to do two colors, you'd basically just put this in like two other different utensils, like half there, and then place your colors. Now, I'm just going to be placing this on another stove. And what you want to do with this is you just want to warm it. You don't want it to boil, like maybe just simmer, but just warmness, like on your milk. So basically when this is warm enough and when the falooda is melted, we just need to add it in. So by the time I place this on the stove, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to go on with our recipe. So don't go anywhere.
Oh,
So this is the milk mixture that we had made. Like I put all the ingredients that were left apart from the water and falooda. All you need to do is place them in one of your utensils, and then I'm just gonna give it a whisk. You can see the color. It's light pink. I don't want it to be too dark because the color looks better when it's lighter. And you could also make them green, blue, you know, any color that you have at home. So I'm just gonna give it a whisk. And then after you give it a whisk, you place it on the stove for it to just get warm. You don't want it to boil. So I just want it to be like warm enough and like just simmer maybe. And then after that, we're going to place our falooda. So I have my falooda here, and I'm gonna be placing it in another utensil. That other utensil that we have just contained the 1 cup of water that I mentioned at the beginning. After you place your falooda inside, you're gonna switch on your stove and let it melt. You want it to melt completely, so the grass that I talked about, the grass, you don't want this grass to show. And just in case, like if you know you think you don't have enough time and maybe the grass didn't melt properly, I'm going to show you what you can do otherwise. So I'm gonna be taking this and place it on the stove so that my falooda can start melting. So I'm placing some of my falooda. Okay, and in that way you place the whole thing, which is your half cup, and then switch on your stove. I'm gonna keep it on high because I want it to melt quickly. Basically, what will happen is a thick mixture like will form, like a thick syrupy sugar mixture will form. That's what you need. And you want it to be uniform consistency because you don't want your grass to show. So by the time that melts, I'm gonna be placing this on a stove as well for this to warm up, and then we're gonna go on with our next step. Now with this falooda mixture, what I'm gonna show you is how to decorate it. And to decorate it, what you need to do is like make jellies. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use the same falooda mixture to make my decoration. I'm not gonna make a separate jelly. And instead, what I did is when the falooda will melt, just take like two same sized. You can take plates, you can take bowls, anything, but bowls will be like too thick. Then you're gonna place a thin layer of this mixture. It's basically gonna be like a gelatin mixture. I'm gonna place it, place very little color, mix it, and leave it to set. It sets in like less than 2 minutes. And after it's set, like you know, cut them in shapes that you like and place them on your falooda, and it looks really pretty. So we're gonna take a short break here and wait until my falooda melts, and then we're gonna go on, and the falooda will be ready. So it does not take a lot of time as well. So don't go anywhere, and we'll be back after a short break. Okay, so my falooda has melted and my milk is also warm enough. So I'm gonna come and place them here and then do the next step in front of you. Okay, so that's my milk and that's my falooda. Now you can see the falooda has melted completely. You cannot see the grass that I mentioned in the beginning. And just to be sure, I'm going to be using a sieve. So in case there is any like that we cannot see because it's kind of like white and transparent, so we make sure that that does not enter our milk. Now, as I said, you can take some of this, place it on plates, and you know, put your colors and design them on the top. So I've already done that. So I'm going to show you what to do next with your falooda. So I have my sieve and I have my falooda mixture. I'm going to pour it in my sieve. Okay, and I have a spoon, and I'm just going to make sure that no grass enters my falooda because I just want the melted mixture to enter. So I'm not doing anything difficult. And if you think your falooda is like, if you're sure that your falooda has melted properly, you don't need to do this step. Instead, just you know, pour in your mixture into your milk, and the aroma is like amazing. We all know that fasting has so many benefits. And I've heard of one of these stories that one of the companions of the Prophet went to the Prophet and asked him that, you know, what's the best thing I can do that I can get the highest reward for? So Prophet told him that fasting is one of the deed that has the highest rewards. And what this companion did is he went back home and fasted and then came back again and said, what else can I do? And he was told again, fast again. So we know the reward of fasting, it's very high, because we fast not for our sake, but for the sake of Allah. And Allah says that He will reward us for what we do. Okay, so my falooda is in it. So I'm going to add a little more. And then just move your spoon around. This basically does the work that gelatin does. You know, it helps it set, like, you know, become solid. Okay, I think that should be enough. You can see that my falooda was melted like properly, because there's no grass or anything present. So basically everything just runs through my mixture when I use my sieve. But I just did that just to be sure. So I'm going to take my whisk and just give it a mix. And then all you need to do is place them in your serving bowls. So I have a few bowls. Now because I'm done with this, I'm going to move it aside. Get some space. So I have my serving bowls, and because the utensil is still hot, so I'm using that, and you're just gonna pour in your mixture. This can make around like 4 to 5 servings, depending on, like, you know, you're serving dishes, like what you use, a bowl, what size you use. So I've just filled in 3 just to show you. And I'd previously already made this, because it takes a while to set this. Now because it is warm, I suggest you leave it outside for it to set enough. And then when it's set enough, you could do the decoration. So we're gonna go on a short break here. And I'm going to bring out my set faludas and show you how you can decorate them.
الله ربنا هو الإله له من الأسماء ما اصطفاه الواحد الحي كذا المليك والملك المالك لا شريك الله ربنا هو الإله له من الأسماء ما اصطفاه الواحد الحي كذا المليك والملك المالك لا شريك والصمد السيد.
Welcome back. So I've brought what I said. I told you that I set some falooda mixture in a plate and place some color just for decorating purposes. So what I've done is I placed a little of my mixture. You can see how thin my layer is. I don't want it to be too thick. It actually depends on you, but it doesn't have a lot of sugar, so it shouldn't be too thick because there's no taste basically. it's just used for like, you know, decorations. So I have green and orange. You could add some more colors like yellow or any other color. Now I've left some space here to show you what I've done. You basically need to cut them in diamonds. So you just, you know, take a knife and cut straight. Then cut diagonally. So you get diamonds. So basically any size, any shape, anything that you want, you can ask your kids to help you as well in this step. Now my faludas have set, like I told you. I made them before because it takes a lot of time for the faludas to set. So my faludas are ready and my decoration is ready. So I'm going to show you what you can do. So take your knife and slowly pick up one of the diamonds that you cut. And then just place them on your faluda. And I'm going to be alternating with the orange and green. It makes your food look more colorful and more appealing for everyone to eat. So, you know, you could decorate them in any way, in any sense that you feel will look good. So you're gonna go on the same way until you decorate your whole faluda and it's ready for serving. I suggest you cool, like refrigerate it for a while because it tastes better when it's cold. So I'm just gonna go on till I finish. Okay, so my faluda is ready. So all I'm gonna do is place this in the refrigerator and then serve it during iftar. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show and will for sure try this dessert. They're very simple and I'm inshallah going to try keeping such simple desserts for Ramzan so that we don't use a lot of time in the kitchen and, you know, we get time to do a lot of ibadat as well. So thank you for watching IBN and Dessert Delights.
Allahu Rabbuna huwa al-ilahu lahu min al-asma'i mastafahu الواحد الحي كذا المليك والملك المالك لا شريك
الله ربنا هو الإله له من الأسماء ما اصطفاه الواحد الحي كذا المليك والملك المالك لا شريك
والصمد السيد والمبين.